This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin the second hour of Intermountain Classics with a lovely work by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, the Romero do São Francisco. Translated as Oarsman of the San Francisco River, it's based on a popular melody from the Brazilian state of Bahia.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain, bringing you news, information, and entertainment for Redding and Shasta County. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We've opened the second hour of Intermountain Classics with a performance of Heitor Villalobos' Romero do San Francisco, or the Oarsman of the San Francisco River. I'm very pleased to bring you a recording of a very new and exciting work by American contemporary composer Michael Dougherty, Tales of Hemingway. Scored for cello and full orchestra, this piece describes in music some of the most important and poignant literary works of Ernest Hemingway. The first movement, Big Two-Hearted River, is a two-part short story published in 1925, featuring Hemingway's autobiographical character, Nick Adams. The story explores the destructive qualities of war, which is countered by the healing and regenerative powers of nature. Following is For Whom the Bell Tolls, a novel published in 1940, which tells the story of Robert Jordan, a young American in the International Brigades during the Spanish Civil War, where he is assigned to blow up a bridge during an attack on the city of Segovia. The third movement, The Old Man and the Sea, is a short novel written in 1951 and tells the story of Santiago, an aging Cuban fisherman who struggles with a giant marlin in the Gulf Stream off the coast of Florida. And the final movement, which is my personal favorite, is The Sun Also Rises, a 1926 novel about a group of American and British expatriates who travel from Paris to the Festival of San Fermín in Pamplona to watch the running of the bulls and the bullfights. Here is cellist Sewell Bailey with Giancarlo Guerrero and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra performing Michael Dougherty's Tales of Hemingway for cello and orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Tales of Hemingway for Cello and Orchestra was commissioned by the Nashville Symphony and a consortium consisting of the Asheville Symphony, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, the Erie Philharmonic, the Redwood Symphony, the South Florida Orchestra, and the Virginia Symphony. The world premiere was on April 17, 2015, with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Giancarlo Guerrero with Zuel Bailey solo cello. We have heard a performance with Zuel Bailey and the Nashville Symphony. And now, you will have to humor me for the last work on tonight's program. I recently celebrated my 69th birthday, so what better way to celebrate than to include a 69th work of music? It's not easy to find a 69th of anything in classical music, so I settled on the symphonies of Franz Joseph Haydn, who actually wrote 104 symphonies. Here is the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner, in Haydn's Symphony No. 69 in C major. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Intermountain Classics has concluded with Haydn's Symphony No. 69 in C major, subtitled the Lauden Symphony, after the popular Austrian war hero, General Ernest Gideon Freiherr von Lauden. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good evening and good music.